Hey there, welcome back to Marketing Matchmaker. I hope that you are diving into this new year with a sense of excitement and purpose and really ready to take this year by storm. I know I am. One of the things that I love most about this podcast is being able to share strategies and insight and maybe a little bit of marketing magic with you so that you're able to really grow your business, increase your revenue, and scale your impact. And today's episode is no different. We're going to dive in to a crucial topic that I love touching base on at least once a year. The thing is one of the things that I've learned over the course of growing my business and even just my own life journey is that there's no such thing as failure. There's only feedback. And the most important thing we can do in our life is learn from our past marketing blunders so that we're able to really create a more robust strategy for this year and every year in advance. Imagine this episode as your marketing time machine where we get to rewind and reflect and reboot for success. As we dive into this episode, I want to talk about marketing mistakes. There are things that we do in our business that create a ripple effect in our business that we don't understand until much later. Let me start by painting a picture for you. I want to share a story about one of my clients. We'll call her Sarah. Last year, Sarah made a decision that, well, let's just say it taught her a very valuable lesson. Before she decided to work with me, Sarah decided to turn off her ads. And the thing is that they were the main artery pumping leads and sales into her business. But Sarah didn't take the time to really look at and analyze where her leads and sales were coming from. She had a feeling based on influenced messaging that she got online from gurus out there who said that paid traffic was on its way out. So she decided to pull the plug on it. And the result? Her revenue didn't just dip. It took a nosedive. It was like watching this well-oiled machine grind to a halt. So when she came to work with me, we spent the latter part of last year rebuilding her marketing foundation, piecing together the puzzle of her lost leads. It was a really blatant reminder that in the world of marketing, one misstep can really echo very loudly throughout your entire business. So in today's episode, I'm not going to just tell you stories, those war stories that you hear. I'm going to explore the common pitfalls that I see many businesses, and maybe even yours, stumble through. So grab your notebook, get comfy, and let's go on a journey together. Let's dive into those marketing mistakes and see if any of them might sound familiar. Because if you recognize it, you can learn from it. And if you learn from it, you can change it. And when you change it, you make success happen in your business. I want to start off with the marketing mistake I see happen most often to business owners, especially in the coaching consulting service space. It's the mistake I like to call the pitfall of invisibility. When it comes to your marketing, a lot of business owners enter what my business coach calls the Entrepreneur Witness Protection Program. And it's not fun. Here's the deal. If you're great at what you do, but nobody knows you exist, you're kind of like a hidden treasure that nobody can find or even look for. So it's crucial to be at the top of mind of your ideal clients when they are looking for what it is you have to offer. But let's face it, being visible can often be scary and daunting. A lot of people feel imposter syndrome, uncertainty about what they're doing or selling, or they're just really inconsistent with how they're marketing. It's like trying to juggle with your eyes closed. You're eventually going to get hit by one of those balls. I was actually on a call earlier this week with a business friend of mine. We were discussing how last year went for each of us and what we had planned for this year. She was telling me about an issue she had during the last quarter of this last year with her business that was keeping her from marketing. She was giving me a lot of reasons on why she wasn't marketing her business. And my response to her was, and maybe this sounds a little bit harsh, and I still said, "So you're hiding?" And she looked at me kind of sheepishly and said, "Maybe." I was like, "So you're actually in Entrepreneur Witness Protection Program," which made her laugh and also made her stop and think for a minute, because her answer was yes, she was hiding, and whatever her reasons were behind that. Here's the reality. Because she spent the last quarter hiding, the last time I had spoken to her was actually during the third quarter. She spent the fourth quarter mostly hiding. She gets to spend the entire first quarter of this year recreating the marketing momentum she had in the third quarter. Because when you go into hiding, it can take you months to get that momentum back. The reality is when we market our business, it can take anywhere from 60 to 90 days to just start getting traction on what we're doing. Yes, there are some things we can do that move us faster, and there are other things that it just takes that time to do. So keep that in mind when you think about hiding. And you may be saying to yourself right now, "I am totally not hiding." But I want to break this down for you with some examples of what hiding can look like in your business. It can be inconsistent social media presence. It's like showing up to a party for 5 minutes and then disappearing for the night. Or maybe it's not engaging with your social media audience or your email list. Maybe it's not creating your podcast regularly or just connecting with your audience. Maybe it's networking. Maybe you show up to networking events and don't engage and don't follow up. Imagine what would happen if you were consistent with the things that you say you're going to do to market your business. When you're looking to ramp up your visibility, you need to be consistent with your message, with your brand identity, with the look, the feel, the voice of who you are. And if you're wrestling with this, it's worth asking for help. Think about creating a content calendar so that you know when you're going to post on social media or what you're going to write about, or if it's your podcast, what you're going to talk about. Those kind of things can help you to create a marketing momentum and to show up in your business for your business every day. Also, think about the timing of your marketing. You want to avoid waiting until your product, service, or solution is perfect to start marketing it. You really need to be building your audience every day, especially right now. Create a buzz about who you are, what you do, who you serve. Invite people into your world so that when you're ready to launch that product, service, or solution, you have people to launch it to. Also, make a commitment to your marketing right now. Commit to being consistent with it, and that you will show up every day, even if it's just for the minor things. So from our Entrepreneur Witness Protection Program, we get to dive into something I just touched on a little bit, and that's going to be strategic planning, or rather a lack of it. Without a plan, we don't know where we're going. I have a quote that I love to use. Failing to plan is planning to fail. We want this plan set in place so that we know what our marketing is. So when we make that commitment, we're able to execute it. I work with a lot of clients that when they come to me, they have incredible ideas and they have the energy to match, but their marketing, it's all over the place. A lot of times my clients, before they work with me, jump on every trend, on every platform, but there's no method to their madness. And the results are often disappointing. They get diluted and they miss out on connecting with their ideal audience. It's almost like they're speaking into a void and no one can hear them. But the good news is that avoiding this fate isn't rocket science. It starts with clarity. What is it that you want to achieve when it comes to your business? Who are you speaking to? How do they like to be engaged with? These aren't just questions. They're the foundation of your strategy. Think of your marketing map as almost a treasure map. Each step should be deliberate. And geared toward a specific goal. This isn't just about choosing the right channels or the right tools or this tactic or that tactic. It's about syncing up everything within your marketing so that it's focused on your business objectives, on your goals for the year. Remember, a strategic plan isn't set in stone. So you also want to make sure that you look at your strategic plan as a living, breathing document that evolves as you do, as your business grows. It's your story written in real time with clear vision of the ending. Creating this strategic plan can really help you to create a process that's simple, that connects to who you are, and most importantly, that attracts your ideal clients into your business. This next mistake actually links right back to the strategic plan. It's really a critical component that most people overlook. It's tracking your marketing performance, those little KPIs that aren't so little. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without a dashboard that has the speedometer on it, so you know how fast you're going, right? Why would you steer your marketing efforts without monitoring the gauges? What is working and what isn't? That's what I mean by a living, breathing document as your strategy. It's simple. When you don't measure, you can't improve. And oftentimes, you're navigating your marketing based on feeling. Neglecting to track your marketing is like throwing darts blindfolded. You might hit the target occasionally, but more often than not, you're just wasting your time. Without tracking, you're likely to repeat the same mistakes, pouring money and time into strategies that just didn't work. Basing your marketing decisions off of your feelings on what worked and what didn't work is going to lead you down a path that is not going to be fun for you. Marketing is both an art and a science. And while we definitely want to use our intuition in some forms, we also want to back that up with the data of what is working and what isn't in our marketing so that we can make strategic decisions that will help us chart a path to success. So make tracking your marketing a habit. Set aside some time every week or month to dive into your data. Look at your engagement rates. Look at your website traffic. Look at your conversion rates. Look at your email open rates. If you're running ads, you're looking at those numbers almost daily. These numbers tell a story. Remember, without analyzing your data, they're just numbers. So ask yourself this: why did the campaign perform well, or why didn't it? What can I learn from an underperforming post? Or what can I learn from a post that went viral? This isn't just about celebrating your wins and mourning your losses. It's about extracting the lessons from them and applying them to the future. This next marketing mistake could be one of the biggest that people make. And it sometimes can relate back to mistake number one, that whole invisibility thing, because it is about consistency. Taking your foot off your marketing pedal when things are running smoothly is the biggest mistake you can make. I get it. You have clients and you've got a plethora of them right now and you can't take on one more client. That's amazing for you. And without having your marketing in place so that you are continuously bringing in potential clients into your world, when that client leaves, because they all do, whether they leave for whatever reason, you are not going to have someone to replace him. So like the story I was saying above with my friend who went into hiding, neglecting your marketing during your busy times, it's like forgetting to save money when you're earning well. It feels okay in the moment, but it sets you up for future dry spells that can really hurt you and your business. And every time you start over, you start from scratch and have to ramp up that momentum again. Remember, the clients that you have today were once part of your marketing efforts. So keep looking for clients even when you feel like things are going well. Always be planning, even when business is good. Dedicate time each week to your marketing efforts. This could be as simple as scheduling your social media posts, sending out weekly newsletters, networking. Maybe it's just continuing your podcast for long periods of time. It can also be specific lead generation. The awesome thing about funnels is automation, and you also have the opportunity to delegate. These are your friends in the time when things are extra good. Use tools to automate parts of your marketing and consider delegating tasks to free up your time. This way, you get to maintain visibility and engagement with your audience and ensure a steady flow of future clients. So always remember to never take your eyes off your marketing plan, off of that roadmap. No matter how smooth this business feels like it's going right now. The last mistake I see all too often is trying to go it alone in your marketing. That I can do it all myself mindset can really be detrimental to your business. Venturing into marketing alone can often feel empowering at first, because you're at the helm, you're making all the decisions, right? But here's the thing, marketing can often feel like a vast and intricate maze. It's filled with nuances, and even the most enthusiastic solopreneur might miss some of them. Going it alone can really lead you to tunnel vision. You might miss out on diverse perspectives or innovative strategies that only someone who's been in the trenches can provide. There's also the matter of time. The question becomes, how quickly do you want to achieve success in your business? Going it alone and trying this tactic or that tactic or trying somebody else's strategy can often set you back. Whereas if you have someone that knows what they're doing and can help guide you through it, you can go faster. Think about your marketing journey so far. Where have you been struggling? Is it lead generation or content creation or social media? Or maybe it's understanding your analytics. If you're trying to do all of those things on your own, you may find it more difficult than you thought it would be. My question always to people who have been trying to do it by themselves is, how's that been working for you? Are you seeing the results you hope for? Or does it feel like you're often spinning your wheels? If you're seeing the results, amazing. Keep doing that. But if you're not, it might be time to shift your approach. Having someone from the outside being able to look into your business and your marketing can really help you to create something that rapidly leads to success. The bottom line is, marketing is a journey that's best taken with some help. So whether you're hiring a consultant or an agency, or maybe it's just a dedicated team member, having support can transform your marketing from a struggle into a smooth ride. So if you're feeling the weight of going it alone, maybe it's time to explore the power of having a partner to do it with. As we wrap up today's episode, let's take a second to pause and reflect on what we've learned. Remember, every misstep, every mistake is an opportunity to grow. Each challenge is a stepping stone in the right direction. So, visibility matters. Don't let your business be its the best kept secret. Increase your presence and your engagement to really ensure that your audience knows who you are, what you do, who you serve. Make sure that you have a plan. Random acts of marketing won't cut it. A clear, well thought out strategy that's aligned with your business goals is essential for effective, impactful, and profitable marketing. It's also not just about putting out contents or ads or emails. It is crucial to track the performance of your marketing, to learn from your data what is working and what isn't, and adapt accordingly. Consistency is key. Even when your business is booming, don't take your foot off the pedal of your marketing. Consistent effort will prevent future dry spells. And the solo journey might seem tempting, but it is often insufficient. Embrace external expertise for a more robust and diverse marketing strategies to help you move faster through this ever-evolving space. Think of this new year as a fresh canvas so that you're able to start anew. Let these lessons be your guide to navigate through the marketing maze with confidence and precision. And remember, while knowledge is power, action is the vehicle for change. If you're ready to grow your business, increase your revenue, and scale your impact, I am here to help. Let's connect on a strategy call and tailor a marketing blueprint that resonates with you, your business, your goals, and your audience. And together we can turn your marketing challenges into triumphs. Head over to yourmarketingmatchmaker.com and sign up for a free strategy session. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Matchmaker podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your feedback. Please head over to Apple, iTunes,
and leave a review so we can hear from you. And if you are a coach, consultant, or online course creator who are looking to grow your business, increase your income, and scale your impact, connect with me at yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you.